In a small, quiet room tucked away from the bustling world, I sat alone, bathed in the soft glow of candlelight. The serenity of the moment wrapped around me like a comforting embrace, filling my heart with a profound sense of happiness. My eyes were closed, and my thoughts turned inward, drawn to a sacred place where I communed with our Lord. As I sat there, I couldn't help but contemplate the immense sacrifice that Jesus had made for all of humanity. The image of him on that cross, bearing unimaginable pain and suffering, weighed heavily on my mind. It was a pain endured not for his own sake, but for ours. I found myself overwhelmed with a deep sense of shame that we often fail to fully appreciate the magnitude of his sacrifice. I invited my thoughts to linger on the excruciating physical torment Jesus endured. The brutal beatings, the cruel scourging that ripped the skin from his back and sides, and the torment of salt being thrown onto his already raw flesh, all of it he endured for us. It was a stark reminder of the depths of his love. People, blinded by ignorance or malice, had spat on him, hurled dirt and rocks at him, and jeered at his suffering. Yet, in his infinite compassion, Jesus bore it all for our sake. The image of him, bloodied and bruised, emerged vividly in my mind, and I couldn't help but feel a profound sense of gratitude and sorrow. The most haunting image, however, was that of the nails being driven into his hands and feet. The sheer agony of that moment, as the crude spikes pierced his flesh, was almost too much to bear in contemplation. Yet, he willingly endured it for our sins. He hung on that cross, every breath a struggle, every movement a torment, and every moment a testament to his love for us. He did it all so that we might have salvation. As I pondered these painful details of his crucifixion, I couldn't help but feel tears welling up in my eyes. It was impossible not to be moved by the sheer enormity of his sacrifice. How could we ever repay such a debt? How could we ever fully grasp the depth of his love? My heart ached with a mixture of gratitude and humility. I knew that I was unworthy of such a gift, yet Jesus had given his life freely for me. It was a love beyond comprehension, a love that called me to surrender myself completely to him. With a deep sense of conviction, I whispered a prayer, reaffirming my faith and devotion to Jesus. I gave him my heart and my life, acknowledging that I was his to do with as he pleased. I placed him firmly in the driver's seat of my existence, surrendering control and placing my trust in his divine plan. Tears of gratitude streamed down my cheeks as I whispered, "Lord, take me and use me according to your will. I give you everything in my life." In that sacred moment, I felt a profound sense of peace, knowing that I was in the presence of a love that transcended all understanding. As I sat there, bathed in the warm glow of candlelight, I knew that I was not alone. Jesus was with me, his love surrounding me like a comforting embrace. And in that moment of quiet communion, I felt truly blessed, truly loved, and truly grateful for the sacrifice he had made on that cross. It was a sacrifice that had saved us all, and I knew that I would spend the rest of my days striving to live a life worthy of such a love.